Hey, this show has been out since 2016. It's been downloaded over 3 million times now. Yet, we haven't gotten to 1,000 reviews yet. So can you please help us get to 1,000 reviews in the year 2021 by leaving a review of the show on Apple Podcasts right now? While you do that, let's get to the business. People still want to deal with people.
Stayallday.com.
Work on your game.
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 Approaching the game aggressively. With that aggression, with that confidence to dominate a game.
Dre Baldwin, DreAllDay.com.
Work on your game.
The self-confidence and discipline secrets that you're not supposed to know are contained in my book called The Mirror of Motivation. And here's what's great about it. I'm going to give you a copy of this book for free so you can reignite your passion, unlock your drive, and watch your energy explode. All you need to do to get this book is go to mirrorofmotivation.com. Right now, I know you're on your phone. Go to mirrorofmotivation.com. Tell us where to ship the book. I'll pay for the book. I'm giving you the book for free. All you're going to do is cover a small shipping charge, and we're going to ship that book to you worldwide, anywhere that you live. Again, that is mirrorofmotivation.com. You're now tuned in to the show where you learn the discipline to show up day after day to do the work, the confidence to put yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness to continue showing up, doing the work, putting yourself out there, even when the success you've expected to achieve has yet to be achieved. And on top of all this, you get a huge dose of personal initiative, which is the go-getter energy that moves any one of us, including yourself, to go and make things happen instead of waiting for things to happen. And we put all this together into one bundle, one package, one philosophy, one method, one mindset. We did a book on the subject, and you're listening to the daily masterclass that is called Work on Your Game. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day, and welcome to the show. And today's topic, we are talking people over process. People over process. The reason why I'm talking about this is about two specific recent experiences that occurred that I'll explain in a moment. Now, what the gist of what we're talking about here today, and you'll understand this as we get more into this, is that you have to remember that people are what, in these last couple of days, I talked about things that I learned since school, things I've learned in the entrepreneurship world, and things that you don't learn in sports, but you do need if you're going to be successful in business. And one of those things is that people matter. And if you don't have people in place, you don't have a business. All right? Business is the exchange of goods and resources between people. With no people, there's no business, no matter how much value you believe you have. I was in a program that decided, it was a coaching program I was in some time ago. They decided at some point that the coaching calls that we would have, because the way the coaching calls would go, and I'm not even putting out who this is or anything, this is not about bashing them, but they decided that the way the calls would go is that the conversation was only limited to the subject matter of exactly what they offered and what they taught. So if someone had a question or a comment or a challenge that was outside of the scope of what they specifically were teaching, that was kind of outlawed from the conversation. And this was a very bad move. Generally speaking, it led to the demise of at least one aspect of their program, partly because of their decision and partly because of the decision of the people that they had been serving at that point. There was another situation that happened where I, as a customer, had ordered some food from a restaurant, a place that I actually like, that I order from all the time. I actually ordered from this today. And I ordered delivery this one time. A lot of times I just go pick it up. But one time I went and ordered delivery, and the delivery got lost. Now, this can happen. Now, how an Uber Eats delivery can get lost, I don't exactly know. Maybe the Uber Eats driver went rogue and just collected a whole bunch of orders and then just took it home and ate it. I don't know. Maybe they sold it somewhere. Maybe they got robbed and somebody stole all the food. I don't know what happened. But somehow, some way, I ordered Uber Eats and a delivery got lost by the, who knows by who. But the order, I actually did it through the app of the company. I didn't do it through the Uber Eats app, in which I would be contacting Uber Eats. I did it through the company's app, and they had an integration with Uber Eats. So they told me the order was coming through Uber Eats, but I was checking on my order through their specific company app. You understand what I'm saying? So when the delivery got lost, I reached out to the company. I'm reaching out like, yo, my delivery got lost, and they had a, I believe it was some kind of customer service line that they had. So I called a customer service number. And when I called a customer service number, I'm hoping to speak to someone at the store, the local store that I ordered from, to find out what the hell happened. But what happens is I get this recorded message on the phone. And the recorded message says, All right, all you need to do is press this number or press this number based on the situation. So I start pressing numbers, and what happens is it automatically sends me a text message. And the text message opens up. It's like a chat bot. Y'all know how chat bots work. So it's basically a texting bot that is going to go back and forth and have a conversation with you. The problem was there was no way for me to get a person on the line. Now, again, this is not some big national company. Actually, they are a national company, but they're not that super big. And at the same time, this is not some foreign company that doesn't have an American base. This company is in Miami, Florida. I've been there. I've seen the employees. I've looked them in their eyes. They handed me food before. And now I'm trying to call the store and they have a recorded message. They don't have a way for you to get through to the store to actually speak to them. So they get me to this chat bot. There was no path to speaking to a human. And that just made the situation worse. Because any of you who's ever been in a customer service situation, the last thing you want is to be speaking to an automated message or some type of chat bot or just not get a response, especially in a moment when you have put money out. You paid money, but you didn't get the thing you were supposed to get and it wasn't your fault. And then they're unresponsive or you don't have a way of getting somebody on the line to actually talk to a human to solve the situation. This is very bad. Now, while I understand the value of bots and I understand it saves companies a lot of time and money when it comes to customer service and man hours, and they can spend less on paying salaries because they can let the automation replace the human being in many ways. There, at the same time, you have to understand the touch that there are certain aspects of every business in which people are required, and it can't always be about process. You can't always emphasize the process over the people because then you're going to start to lose the people. And that's what we're going to talk about here today. Point number one, topic once again, is understanding the value of people over process. The last thing that any human being wants, especially when that human being has an issue, is to feel as if they are being sent through a process rather than being dealt with as a human being. Let me say that one more time. And this is for any of you who is in business, especially those of you who is, you are very excited about anything that involves automation or setting up some type of system or process that saves you time, effort, energy, attention and focus of having to deal with human beings. I understand it. I understand the value of it as well. But again, there's a human touch that you should not forget about because it will cost you business. All right. And that's why you shouldn't forget about it. Let me say it again. The last thing any person wants, especially when they have an issue, is to feel as if they're being sent through a process and not being dealt with as a human being. Be a human being first and be a process follower second. Now, where do people fail at this? People fail at this with the being human part, because being human requires a certain amount of time and energy. And it takes a lot more time and energy to be a human and deal with a human being than it takes to send that human being through a process. It takes a lot more energy for this company that I ordered my food from to send me through a, and this is not my meal delivery service, by the way. I'm talking about a company that I ordered from outside of my meal delivery service. I know y'all know about my meal service if you follow me on social media. I'm not talking about them. I'm talking about a company that I order a one-off meal from every now and then. So this company, when I called them, they could have had somebody answer the phone and talk to me and let me know what was going on, or even just appease me, because maybe they didn't know what was going on either. I'm sure they didn't, because if they did, they would have figured it out and they would have handled it. They didn't know. But to get someone on the phone, let them answer and talk to me, a customer who had already given them my money, and say, yo, we understand your concern. We're sorry. This sucks. It's messed up. You don't have your food. Now you got to wait. No, this is really, no, I'm just as annoyed as you are. Just to appease me, even though, again, I know they probably couldn't have done anything about the situation. But send me through a process. Send me to an automated chat bot, and I got to text this person, and it wasn't even a person. I'm talking to a machine or whatever the situation was, and they had these automated responses and all that stuff. And then I tweeted them. I tweeted the company, because every company's on social media these days. And I told them the situation. It took them hours to get back to me. And they sent me to the exact same phone number with the automated message. And I tweeted back to them and told them, listen, for customer service issues, you all need to have people. All right, this is going to cost you business. It didn't cost them my business, because I still deal with that company, because it's the only time they had messed up. But if this had been my first experience with them, I would never have bought from them again because of their lack of peopleness in their business. Now, I just made up a new word. But make sure you're not putting the process in front of the humans. While I am a fan of process, I'm a fan of systems. A human being, because all processes and systems are put in place by humans, right? As a human being, you must know when you're dealing with a situation that calls for humanity over process, unfortunately, I've seen a lot of people make the mistake in which one is which. A lot of situations when you need humans over process, people have chosen a process because it's expedient. It saves them time, it saves them energy, it saves them money, so they can keep focusing on the other thing that they're doing. But if you don't put the humanity into it, you will lose the human. All right, and this is the gist of what we're talking about here today. Moving on to point number two. The topic, once again, is people over process. Number two, some people get so into automation and so into, you know, the funnels that they're running and the systems that they want to work, almost to the point that they're trying to eliminate all possible human contact. They don't even want to deal with human beings at all. They just want everything to go through a system and everything to go through a process. And again, I get it. I understand where you're coming from. I understand the ideal outcome that you're looking for, but this is a major fail. Capital F, capital A, capital I, capital L, fail. Human beings, i.e. your customers, your clients, the people that you want to send through your funnels, let me tell you something about them that maybe you have forgotten, those of you who are automation and funnel obsessed. People still want to deal with people. This will never go away, not in our lifetimes. In our lifetimes, people will always want to deal with people. I don't care how easy it is for you to not have to deal with them, how much it saves you time, how much you don't have to hire somebody to deal with certain issues because you have your systems and processes in place. You still are in a people business. No matter what you do for a living, you're in the people business. Everybody's in the people business. This will never go away. Human touch cannot be automated, ladies and gentlemen. Anybody who's in the sales world knows. If you're selling something that's above a certain dollar amount threshold, that you're going to need to get on the phone and talk to somebody before they make a purchase. All right, you can't make a $10,000 sale through a sales funnel. Now, you can set up the sale through the sales funnel, but that sale is not going to close without a phone call. It's not going to close without a conversation. Now, maybe future sales you can close without a conversation because you already have the relationship. But if that person doesn't know you, nobody's spending 10 grand on the internet without talking to somebody first and making sure that they're getting what they're supposed to be getting. Above a certain threshold, the people thing is necessary. The process can set it up. Your process can support. But understand that there needs to be some people connection somewhere in there to make sure that the process, you know, completes. Again, the process can be the setter. It can be the table setter, but the people need to deliver the meal, if you understand what I'm saying. The book, The 4-Hour Workweek by Tim Ferriss. Great book, famous book, best-selling book. One of my favorites when it comes to business. That book got a lot of people wanting to do nothing while their funnels and their processes and their systems do all the work. I want y'all to understand that we ain't in the Jetsons yet, ladies and gentlemen. And some of y'all don't know what the Jetsons is. The Jetsons was this cartoon back in the day when I was a kid going into my teen years where this show was basically set in the future. So you had two cartoons that were like back to back. You had the Flintstones and the Jetsons. The Flintstones was set, you know, way back in the Stone Age where they lived in stone houses and they drove a stone car. They would operate the car with their feet. There were no engines, no electricity, no nothing. Instead of having dogs as pets, dogs and cats, they had dinosaurs as pets. That was the Flintstones back in the day. And then the next cartoon would be the Jetsons. They were far into the future. They lived up in outer space and they flew around in spaceships. Instead of getting in your car to go to work, they flew around in spaceships to go to work. Instead of having a maid who lived in your house, they actually had a robot. There was a robot named Rosie. She was a robot, but she was the maid. And the dog was a robot as well. So that was the Jetsons. So I want y'all to understand that we're not the Flintstones anymore, but we ain't the Jetsons yet. All right, so we're somewhere in the middle. We're not there yet where everything can just be automated and everybody's a robot and humans don't need to deal with humans. You still need to have some human touch to what you do. Point number three, topic here today, once again, is people over process. Understand that doing things that don't scale is what can separate you when everybody else is so focused on process. When everybody else is so focused on systems, everyone's so focused on their funnels and their automation, you choosing to do things that don't scale will separate you from everyone else. Human touch and human connection does not scale, generally speaking. Now, there are some people who can make that human touch and connection, you know, scale exponentially just by their magnetism. Those are rare individuals. Most of us who are of, you know, average or above average magnetism, all right, we had to do it one person at a time, one handshake at a time. Human touch and connection does not scale. But understand, doing things that don't scale are what separate you from people who are trying to automate everything and focusing so much on the process, they forget about the people and in turn lose the people. When you're talking to people, you're talking to them one at a time, even when you're talking to a group. on this show right here, there's more than one person listening to me right now, but I'm only talking to one person. I'm only talking to you. I'm not talking to 1,000 people. I'm not talking to 10,000. I'm not talking to 3 million. I'm talking to one person because human connection happens one at a time. You don't connect with 10 people at the same time. Even though you might be talking to 10 people, you have an audience of 10, rather. You're talking to one. When I write the copy for my sales pages, I'm writing to one person. I'm not writing to 100. I'm writing to one. I might want to sell to 100, but I'm writing to one. When I do a presentation, a speaking event, when I make a video, when I'm doing this show, I'm speaking to one person multiplied by however many one people are listening. So 3,000 people listen, I'm talking to 3,000 people one at a time. You know why the Clubhouse app is as popular as it's been? Because you can't scale live. A live presentation cannot be scaled. In other words, you're either in the room or you're not. That's the great thing about concerts. So why do people, your favorite musician has a concert and you pay $300 for a couple of tickets, and then you go buy some merch and all these things. Why do you do that? I mean, you already know the songs. You already know all the words. Why are you going there? You're not going there for the songs. You're going there for the thing that doesn't scale. What doesn't scale is being in the same room, not only with your favorite artist who's doing all the performing of the songs that you already know, but also with a bunch of other people who have the same affinity for that artist that you have. That's what you're paying for. You're paying for the thing that doesn't scale, the event, being in the room. This is why live streaming is as popular as it is, because you can't record. Well, you can record a live stream, but it's not live when you're listening to the recording. The biggest value of it is being there when it's happening. You had to be there, being in the moment. That is people. All right, you got to be a person to be in the moment. The processes and automations and funnels are not in the moment. All right, they're inanimate objects. You can't scale a live stream. You have to be there talking to be present. There's no recordings. All right, there's no recordings of going to a concert. Somebody watching the recording of the concert is definitely not the same as being at the concert. There's a conference that I'm going to go to later on this year, and they say they're doing a hybrid. So either you can come to the live event and actually physically be in the room, or you can come to the virtual event and you can watch it online and you get all the same presentation that everybody else is getting. The tickets cost the exact same amount of money, whether you're there live or you're watching it virtually, experiencing it virtually. I'm going to the live event. Why? Because that's what I'm paying for. I'm not paying full price for a ticket to watch something on the internet. It's just boring to me. Even though it'd be the same amount of information, I can get the same value from it, maybe. That's just boring to me. I want to do the thing that doesn't scale, which is physically being in the room. Remember that nobody, ladies and gentlemen, remembers a funnel. Nobody remembers your automation sequence. But human touch will never be forgotten. If you have a great exchange with another human being, you will always remember that exchange. If you have a terrible exchange with a human being, you'll always remember that. Nobody remembers an email sequence. Nobody remembers a funnel. Nobody remembers a process. Nobody remembers an automation. Everybody remembers human connection. So remember to be a human being, because that's what you are. Point number four. Today's topic, once again, is people over process. Number four, treat everyone you meet as if they have a sign hanging around their necks. Now, I don't remember who said this, but I'm borrowing it from this person. I'm paraphrasing it. I don't remember who said it. Maybe multiple people have said it, but I'm going to adopt it and make it mine now. Every person you meet, treat them as if they have a sign plastered on their forehead that says the following: make me feel important. Not only will you succeed in business, you will succeed in life. And I just see here in my notes that I had the name of the person who said this at the end of my note here. So that whole thing is a quote. That quote is by a woman named Mary Kay Ash. And those of you who don't know who that is, y'all know Mary Kay Cosmetics. You know, any of you have moms or aunts or maybe you who sell Mary Kay products? All right, she's the one who started that company. Mary is named after her. Let me say that quote once again. This is a quote. Treat everyone you meet as if they have a sign around their necks or on their heads that says, make me feel important. Not only will you succeed in business, you will succeed in life. This is people over process. Make sure you are not putting your process in front of the people, in front of the human connection, in front of being a human being. Because if you do that, and when you start doing it, you will start losing the people. And all of a sudden, your processes, your automations, your funnels will not matter anymore because you don't have any people through which to put them. Let's recap today's class, which is people over process. I told you about some experiences that I had where it seems like companies were more focused on their process than they were the people. And in the process, they're endangering the participation of the very people that they got involved with in the first place. Point number one, the last thing any human being wants, especially when they believe they have an issue, is to feel that as if they're being sent through a process and not being dealt with as a human being. Be a human being first and be a process follower second. I love processes. I love having systems in place. But understand, as a human, you must have the touch to understand when it's time for the human to step in and put the process aside. Unfortunately, a lot of people and companies have been failing with this. Point number two, people are so into automation and funnels and systems for their work, almost to the point that they're looking to eliminate all possible human contact. This is a fail. This will not work in the long run. Remember that human beings will always want to deal with other human beings. We are not the Flintstones anymore, but we're not yet the Jetsons. Everything is not automated. Everybody's not a robot. You still have to deal with human beings. Number three, do things that don't scale. Human touch and connection does not scale, folks. You talk to people one at a time, even when you're talking to a group. When I do this show, I'm not talking to 10,000 people. I'm talking to one person 10,000 times over. When I do a presentation, when I make a video, I'm talking to one person. When I write an article, I'm writing it to one person. Why do live streaming apps, why are they always so popular when they first start? Because live cannot be scaled. The experience of being live in the room when something is happening is what people pay for. Why do you go to a concert to see Taylor Swift perform? You already know all the songs. You know all the words. You're not going to learn the music. You already know it. You're going there for the live experience, which cannot be scaled. There's no other way to get that experience but to be in the room and pay $200 for the ticket because it is worth it to you, because there is no other way to get that. That doesn't scale, and that's why it is worth what it's worth. Point number four, here's a quote by Mary Kay Ash, starter of Mary Kay Cosmetics. Treat every human you meet as if they have a sign. Make me feel important. Not only will you succeed in business, you will succeed in life. Work on your game. Dre, all day. Hey, this is Dre All Day. I'll tell you one more thing. I just opened up a new texting number where you can send me a text message directly to my phone, where every day I'm going to be answering questions by text to people who are listeners of this daily masterclass and podcast. That number is 305-384-6894. Once again, 305-384-6894. So what you'll do is send a text to that number, just say hi. What I'm going to do is add you to my phone. It's going to send you a message where you can add me to your phone, and then we'll be able to have conversations directly. And through that number, I'm going to be sending out free swag, you know, free copies of my books, let you know about events I'll be doing, book signings, when I'm going to be in your local area, things like that. On top of that, every day I'm going to be sending you some of my favorite quotes, some of my favorite strategies, frameworks, things I do in business, things I've done in sports, and things that you can get for free only through people who are part of my texting community. So make sure you are sending a text to that number. The number is 305-384-6894. Once again, send me a text right now, 305-384-6894. Send me a text. Let's have that conversation started right now. Work on your game.